Hello, welcome. Welcome. This is Sheila Kamara Hay, and I'd love to welcome you all to this ecstatic birth training session. I'm really excited to have you here. I'm excited to give you all an introduction to ecstatic birth and an insight into why an ecstatic birth is such a huge paradigm shift for us. It's a huge shift in the way we view childbirth. So welcome, and congratulations for being here and for taking a stand to shift the way we view childbirth. So what I would love to do is to begin today by talking about what is an ecstatic birth. What does that even mean? So, on the most basic level, an ecstatic birth is a childbirth experience that's full of ecstasy. And ecstasy is a feeling of overwhelming bliss, overwhelming pleasure, and it has a lot of different components to it. It can be physical ecstasy, physical pleasure. It can be mental. It can be physical. It can be spiritual as well. So emotional, mental, spiritual, physical, all of these different components are part of ecstasy. And an ecstatic birth can be any or all of these. So someone can have an ecstatic birth that's deeply pleasurable and fulfilling on a spiritual level or deeply and fulfilling on a physical level. So one thing ecstatic birth is not, does not mean having an easy birth. It can be an easy birth, but it does not necessarily mean easy. And what I would like you to do is just think about for a moment those times in your life that you were the highest, those moments that you were highest in your life. I bet a lot of those moments didn't come easy, but you found a lot of pleasure in the journey or in the achievement. It's similar in birth. An ecstatic birth, the way I envision it, is one in which a woman walks away with a deep sense of awe, respect, and pleasure for her body, for her experience, and for her life. So is this what you see in the movies? Not really. For most women, the idea of an ecstatic birth, it sounds like an oxymoron. And if it feels that way to you, don't worry. You're not alone. And you're here. Congratulations on coming and being willing to try something different. So I would like to tell you just a little bit about myself and why you're here on this call listening to me, how I came to be here. I'm a writer. I'm a mother. I have three kids that are 6, 7, and 10 currently. And this work comes directly from my own personal experience. My journey to motherhood had a whole lot of peaks and valleys. I've experienced a traumatic birth. I've experienced an ecstatic birth. I've had difficulties with conception. I've had a surprise pregnancy. I've also experienced loss. So I've had a really wide spectrum of emotions that when I was going through it, I couldn't make sense of it whatsoever. But now that I'm through it, I realize it's given me a lot of fertile grounds to support other women. My background, I believe, is similar to that of a lot of women growing up in our culture. Like, I was very, very surrounded in the fear of our culture. And I didn't have a lot of support on the family side either. My mom said to me, if you give birth like me, you're going to need some help. So I share this with you because I know if I could overcome all of that, so can you, so can any woman. With my personal pregnancies, I really desire to feel the power in my body. I was amazed with my first pregnancy at how my body just really took over. My body knew what to do. It had this innate wisdom. It had this innate blueprint it was following, and I wanted to really feel that in my births. And unfortunately, I didn't really know how to create that. So short of taking a natural childbirth class and signing up with the best doctor and the best hospital in my neighborhood, I didn't know how to create that. And what I ended up with was an experience that was a lot more traumatic than ecstatic. And so when it was time for me to have a second child, I thought to myself, oh my gosh, if I'm going to do this again, it has to be completely different. And during that birth, I trained my body in every way that I could think of. I trained my body on a physical level, on an emotional level, on a spiritual level. And I had a really peaceful, really beautiful Zen-like birth. On my third, I said to myself, okay, I know I can do it. Now that I know that my body is capable of this thing called childbirth, I know I can do it. I want to see if I can enjoy it. And so that's where I directed all of my attention and energy for the next 9 months as I prepared for pleasure. And the experience I had was truly ecstatic. I was higher than I've ever been in my entire life, and I was dancing through that labor. And afterwards, I turned to my husband. I remember saying, I don't understand. Like, why didn't I know? Why didn't I know it could be that good? And why doesn't every woman know? And that is the driving force in my self-declared career as an ecstatic birth advocate. My desire is to make this information known to as many women as possible. My desire is for ecstasy to be as valid and understood a choice in birth as an epidural. So I believe it's the time has come to move beyond our negative perception of birth, and that childbirth, like any rite of passage, it might not be easy, but it is really sacred and profoundly joyous. So I'd like to invite you in to really work with me to change this paradigm of childbirth, and let's talk about how do we create an ecstatic birth. I use the word create very consciously because we are not set up to just have an ecstatic birth. Some women do have that experience, but for most women, we're not set up for that. So we have to consciously create it. We are the product of our culture. We're a product of the world that we live in, and for thousands and thousands of years, we've inhaled this cultural and religious inheritance that tells us women are supposed to suffer during childbirth. In fact, childbirth is our punishment for Eve taking a bite of apple way back in the Garden of Eden. That's one big doozy of an inheritance to shake. And even for those of us that don't buy that story, think about all the images you've seen of birth throughout your whole life, the stories you've heard in the media, magazines, movies. Birth is always a big emergency, the woman's screaming. And if you're lucky, the stories you got from your mother and grandmother are different. Maybe not. So we have to consciously create an ecstatic birth. And the first step in changing our paradigm of childbirth from one of pain to pleasure is you have to create your own birth culture, because as I just showed you, the birth culture around us is not one of pleasure and childbirth. So we've grown up with this story about childbirth, thanks to the media, to our family, to all the stories that we've heard. So if the story around us, the story around childbirth isn't serving us, and if this vision that we have for our births is drastically different from these stories that we've grown up with, we need to consciously recreate the birth culture around ourselves. How do you do this? Well, you actively look for a different story. You look for stories of empowering births, joyous births, pleasurable births. You soak yourself, body and soul, into them. Now, we're very, very lucky. We live in the age of the internet, and so we have access to so much. I suggest you Google orgasmic birth, pleasure birth, laughter and birth, sexy birth, sensual birth, happy birth, whatever you can think of, whatever those images you have in your mind that you're curious about, that you want to create, you want to even know if it's possible to have in birth, I suggest you Google that, and you will be flooded with resources. You'll find everything from YouTube clips to documentaries to birth stories to books, and just fill yourself up with these positive images and stories and feed yourself until these become your norm. And, it's possible. For me, I love sharing this information with women that childbirth can be deeply pleasurable, because I love to see the jaws drop. It's a really fun affirmation of how far I have come from birth being, something I was really terrified of, something I dreaded, to something that I now love and revere and deeply respect. So after my first birth, I remember hearing a woman say that she would give birth right now if she could, and I thought she was just crazy, batshit crazy. Now, after my own two very pleasurable births, I'm so addicted to birth that I'm doing this. I love birth, and I would give birth right now if I could. So, I joke with my husband that I would love to have another baby. Birth is the easy part. Raising them, yeah, that's another story. So, seriously, I like the metaphor of training for birth as if you're training for a marathon. But really, in the grand scheme of things, birth is just a warm-up. Birth is a thing that's preparing you for motherhood, that's like the grand triathlon. And we'll talk about that more later. But back to creating your own birth culture. So you really soak yourself in these images of positive, pleasurable, joyous births. Then there's one more step. So once you've filled your psyche with all these images for what you envision and desire for your own births, and you've already begun the process of reprogramming within yourself by doing this, once you've done that, the next step is you have to surround yourself with people that share this view, this recreated view of childbirth. And this is really a key step because nothing can happen in a vacuum. And as strong and clear as we all are, we're all a part of the world we live in, and we have to find the support in our lives to affirm what we are creating. This can be really simple or it can be really tricky, and that depends a lot on where you live and the people around you. So I suggest, you know, the first way to start, just set the intention. Set the intention that you would like to have these people around you in your life. Once you set the intention, they will start to show up. You know, we live in a global world, and you can connect with people and call on people for support anywhere. It doesn't have to be someone that lives down the street from you. There are many progressive communities, many gorgeous visionaries and thought leaders online. So if you don't have people in your direct vicinity, just connect and surround yourself however you can with as many like-minded people as possible. And that will really start to shift your paradigm of childbirth from something to be endured to something to be enjoyed. That's really the first big paradigm shift is, you know, if the culture around you isn't serving you, you're going to recreate the culture around yourself. Now, the next big paradigm shift is this idea that childbirth can be intensely pleasurable. So, you know, the world around us, if you took a random survey of people and asked them in childbirth, what do you experience? I would say most of them would pick pain over pleasure. So to say that childbirth can be intensely pleasurable, that's a really big paradigm shift. And I think one thing everyone would agree on is the intensity of sensation that arises in childbirth. So childbirth can be a very overwhelming and very intense experience. But, you know, most often that's depicted and described as pain. How many of us are aware that childbirth also holds the potential for intense pleasure? So I just want to make the statement that many women actually experience bliss, ecstasy, spiritual connection, and orgasm, among other heightened states of pleasure in birth. How is this even possible? There's no doubt that childbirth is a big experience for women. The level of that bigness, the level of that experience can make it very intense on a physical level. Your cervix is opening to allow the baby to come down through the vaginal canal. That is big. On emotional levels, we're becoming mothers. We're becoming a mother. That's huge. It's a major transition, especially if you're becoming a mother for the first time. But even if you're transitioning from a mother of one to becoming a mother of two or three, it's still a big transition. Every expectant mother will tell you, if she already has a child, that she can't imagine loving another child as much as she loves the one she already has. And yet when the baby is born, sure enough, their hearts grow, mother's heart grows, and she finds that she has more love than she ever had for her children. And that's big, right? It's a big, big shift. And on a spiritual level, you're bringing life into the world. I mean, that doesn't get bigger than that. So childbirth is a really big experience in all these different ways, on the physical level, on the emotional level, and on the spiritual level. So how can we translate this bigness? How can we understand it in a way that can make the difference between childbirth being pleasurable or painful? Well, on the emotional level, there's definitely an emotional pleasure in birth. It's just like when you run a marathon. You did it. It's a huge high. You did it. You're proud of yourself. Job well done. So there's that potential for enormous emotional pleasure. Well, then the question is, why isn't every woman experiencing this? And, you know, I believe that's because of the way our healthcare system sets us up. Birth is an emergency. A woman is in danger. Help! The doctor comes in and saves the day. And so everyone is grateful for that. So in this paradigm, the way our healthcare system currently functions, the woman is an object. She's not really an active participant in the birth. So the big step for women and really embracing the emotional pleasure available in birth is to take that back, to be present, to empower yourself. The majority of births are not emergency situations. But right now, you know, I really want to emphasize that like any big feat that you accomplish, birth has the potential for huge amounts of emotional pleasure. It's huge. So then, okay, on a spiritual level, you have a lot of energy flowing through you in birth, major life force energy. A baby is coming forth. And the level of that energy can totally freak us out because we aren't used to it. It's completely unfamiliar to have that much energy flowing through our body. That said, that level of energy is so huge that it can open doorways in our soul between us and all that is greater than us. Some women report feeling like one with the universe, that feeling of oneness that, you know, monks meditate years to attain, this feeling of connecting to the universal consciousness in a way that they never have before. And that potential is present in every birthing room because birth is a spiritual experience and life is coming forth. So that feeling of complete oneness and peace with the universe and all of these different levels, that's a huge level of spiritual pleasure that's available to us in childbirth. Now, on a physical level, when you're giving birth, you're using the same body parts as when you make love. You're using the same sacred, divine, feminine body parts, your cervix, your vulva, your clitoris, your vagina, your uterus. These are the same body parts. So, you know, one way to kind of think about it is, well, when you make love, you're using these body parts and you experience pleasure. When you're giving birth, you might experience pain. Why is that? Well, pain and pleasure run on the same neural pathways in the body. That's worth repeating, that pain and pleasure, they run on the same neural pathways. So that means that the exact same sensation can be understood in two different ways. You might translate it as pain. You might translate it as pleasure. And this might seem confusing, but you can start to understand it if you think about something that feels so good that it hurts in its intensity, or something that's so bad that it feels good. So there's definitely an ebb and flow between this idea of pain and pleasure. In birth, when you're giving birth, there's a potential for orgasmic pleasure, just like there's a potential for orgasmic pleasure in sex. And just a really informal statistic from one of Ina Mae Gaskin's surveys is that 20% of natural births are orgasmic. And this has not been really widely spread information. It's not something women talk about, but as we're becoming more accepting as a culture to the idea that pleasure in birth is possible, more and more women are actually coming forth to share these stories of pleasure in birth. I recently spoke to a woman who shared with me that she had had an orgasm during the birth of her child, and this was years ago. Her child, I think, is now 7 or 8 years old. She told me she never, ever talked about it. She didn't tell anyone because she was embarrassed and even ashamed. Like, she felt like there was something wrong with her, that she had experienced an orgasm during birth. But again, if you think about it, it's the same body parts. This is completely natural. I'm glad, the good news is it's beginning to shift culturally. More and more women are coming forth to share their stories of pleasure and in birth. And again, just to reiterate, you can have emotional pleasure, you can have spiritual pleasure, you can even have physical pleasure in birth. Now, the next big paradigm shift then is how do we open up to that? How do we open up to all these different kinds of pleasure? How do we get there? Well, most of us in our lives, we're living in our heads. So the paradigm shift that we'd have to make for birth is to get into communion with our bodies. Our bodies are the gateway to pleasure and birth on all of these different levels. It's our bodies. So day to day, we live in our heads. We think our way through our lives. We think about this or that. We decide how to proceed with our lives, with our minds, like with our rationality. Now, the shift here is that childbirth is a body experience. Childbirth is a full body primal experience. So in childbirth, a woman needs to do almost the exact opposite of what she does every day. A woman needs to allow her mind, with all of its fears, doubts, worries, she needs to allow her mind to kind of take a step back, to recede, to go into the background, and let her body take over. We can't think our way through birth. It's the more we cling to our minds, the more, you know, we can be thinking, oh, I can't do this anymore. What if there's something wrong? Or all of, you know, all your little, like, nagging worries, fears, doubts, that's where they're living. And so in birth, we need to really be able to feel into our bodies and trust that our body knows what to do. In birth, it's the mind, it's the body that's leading and the mind that's surrendering to it. Generally in life, we do the opposite. In life, our mind leads and our body follows. But in birth, the body leads and the mind takes a back seat. So for, you know, for some women, this can happen organically. They get swept away in the current of birth. But, you know, for most women, letting go of our rational minds can be very scary and we can cling to it. So learning to live in our bodies and trust our bodies and its wisdom, that's a process, and it's a practice that, you know, you need to cultivate, and it's something that's integral to the childbirth process. So how can we do this? How can we connect more deeply to our body? It's a daily practice. So, you know, one thing you can do is during the day, just tune into your body throughout the day. Tune into the sensations there. Just notice them. You know, the more you do this, the more you'll feel. And then the more aware of your bodies you are of your body sensations, the more you're going to start listening to them and reacting to them. So just very simply, you know, how many of us are so busy that, you know, in the background we know we have to pee, but whatever, like we don't really, we're just ignoring it because we're busy. Well, the more you're in your body, the more you're in touch with your body, the more you'll honor right away, oh, I have to pee. You know, that's important. I'm going to go take care of that. And so it's a paradigm shift, and we need to feel comfortable in our bodies and the sensations. So that's the very first step, is just taking, you know, a few moments throughout your day to tune into your body, to tune into the sensations. What are you feeling? You know, our mental intelligence is only one type of intelligence. Body wisdom it incorporates a lot more. It incorporates all of our life experiences, gives us messages, intuition. We'll talk about that more in just a minute. But I really want to encourage you to think about how can you deepen your connection to your body, because that right there is the gateway to finding pleasure in childbirth. Another big paradigm shift in having an ecstatic birth is really embracing your sexuality. Sexuality is an integral part of birth. You know, in the world we live in, sex is one thing. Babies and children, they're a whole other thing. Well, that's really not true. I mean, sexuality is an integral part of birth. Childbirth isn't separate and distinct from sex. It's actually the culmination of it. That's how the baby gets in there, right? So, and you're using the same body parts. Childbirth is a part of your sexuality. So in our culture, there's this kind of like an iron wall between sexuality and anything having to do with babies and kids. And unfortunately, this is the result of our perversion around human sexuality. Sex is considered dirty and inappropriate. If you look at some of the foulest language in our culture, the nastiest words are sexually based. And this messes us up. This makes us feel very uncomfortable with our sexuality, and we shy away from it. And, you know, if we embrace it, we can often feel shame. We can feel like a whore. For women especially, this is a double whammy, because our media teaches us, since we were young girls, that our sexuality is for someone else. I personally believe this is the biggest paradigm shift any birthing woman has to overcome. It's huge, because sexuality is an integral part of birth. Fact. That's a fact. And as we birth, we're using all of our sexual organs, our entire sexual system, all the same hormones, any triggers we have around our sexuality will be triggered in birth. Any traumas or blocks will need to be healed and cleared in order for birth to flow smoothly. So really ask yourself, you know, how do you feel about your sexuality? Do you enjoy that part of your feminine nature, or do you resist it? The more comfortable you are with your body and your sexuality, the more you can welcome pleasure in childbirth. Now, that brings us to the next big paradigm shift. So when do you begin preparing for birth? You know, most women, as I did with my first pregnancy, when they get pregnant, they focus on the pregnancy. Oh, my God, I'm pregnant. What's the fetus doing now? How's it developing? And birth is, you know, something that we deal with later, something that becomes more and more of a reality as we approach our third trimester. Well, the paradigm shift I want you to make is that childbirth preparation actually begins the day you're born, not during your third trimester and not when you sign up for a childbirth ed class. Your childbirth prep has already begun. And so you really need to look at the what kind of childbirth education have you been getting? What are your cultural messages? What are your family messages? What are the messages about your sexuality? What are the messages about your body? How do you communicate in your relationships? So if what you see is not something that you necessarily think you want happening in your birth, then you need to shift all of this in a big way. And the earlier you begin, the better. So childbirth education, conscious childbirth education, begins the day you decide that you're going to have a baby, whether you're pregnant or not. It begins the day you're aware that you will be having a baby. And I'd like to say that I think childbirth is the single biggest self-growth tool for a conscious woman. Yeah, I'm a huge fan of knowledge equals power, and I definitely encourage childbirth ed classes. I actually suggest to most of the women I work with to take the most comprehensive childbirth class that she can and to be a voracious reader. I'm a big fan of, like, educating yourself is empowering yourself, because that way your decisions can be made consciously and not by default. But the truth is that all of your life experiences contribute to your birth. So even aside from actually learning about the physical act of childbirth and what happens while you're giving birth, the way you live your life deeply affects the way you give birth. For example, how do you handle your fears? How do you handle difficult experiences? How do you handle things not going to plan? All of these come into play in childbirth. Childbirth is a huge opportunity for introspection, and it's a huge opportunity for self-growth if you're conscious. So I encourage you to watch yourself in your day-to-day life and ask yourself, how do I want to react in birth if I'm faced with a similar situation? How do I want to react? And if the way you're reacting, is not the way you would want to react when you're in the midst of childbirth, it's time to find a different way and start to create a different pattern. Now, all of that said, this idea of, like, an ecstatic birth, a blissful birth, a birth that's so beautiful or peaceful or pleasurable or orgasmic, an ecstatic birth is an ideal. It's an ideal to be inspired by. And I really want to emphasize that an ecstatic birth is not a standard by which to judge our births. Because just like in life, the best of plans can go off. And the difference between people that can really enjoy their experiences, regardless of outcome, and those that don't, is how they process and understand their experiences. So the difference between a traumatic experience and an ecstatic experience can be as simple as how you react to it. There's ecstasy in every difficult experience in life. The question is, can you find it, or do you remain a victim to your circumstance? All right, our next big paradigm shift is, how do you know what to do? How do you prepare for your birth? How do you pick your practitioners? How do you do all of that? And, you know, I the shift that I would like you to make, that I would like every woman to make, is rather than listen to everyone around us, oh, this is the best doctor, oh, this is the highest rated hospital, or even, you know, you must have a home birth or births with midwives are safer. You know, you can take in all of that information, but at the end of the day, you have to listen to yourself. So the big paradigm shift that you need to make is to really tap into your inner wisdom. There's no right or wrong way to give birth. There's only the right way for you. And your inner wisdom is the most powerful ally you can have in life and in birth in navigating all of your options. Your inner wisdom is not necessarily like rational. It's not necessarily something that lives in your mind. Your inner wisdom integrates the information in your mind, but it also integrates all of your body wisdom and all of your unique life experiences and circumstances, everything that's conscious and unconscious. And your inner wisdom is what will guide you towards what is right for you. So this ties into the idea of connecting with our body, with the sensations of our body, to communicate the way our body communicates with us through sensation. You know, you feel like you have to pee because you do. That's a physical sensation in your body. But you can also feel like a pit in your stomach when you hear bad news because it's, you know, something's wrong. So these are like extreme examples, but our body is always giving us sensations or feelings, and we need to learn to listen for the messages of our bodies. You know, it's as simple as, you know, every step of the way when you have a decision to make, well, what feels better? Not what makes more sense in our mind, but what feels better? And your inner wisdom will help guide you in a way that's right for you. And that's a practice, again, that you can begin right now as you go through your day. If you're faced with a decision, what feels better in your body? It's a really powerful guidance system to have, to really be able to tap into your feelings, to really tap into the sensations in your body, and to be able to listen to that. You know, as a mother, you're going to need to intuit for your baby, but also in birth, to allow your body to guide you, your inner wisdom is guiding you. So it's the language of the body that you're learning to listen to and learning to interpret. So it can also be as simple as one of the exercises I do with expectant moms. It can be as simple as you know, sitting down quietly at the beginning of the day. Just sit really quietly and connect to every part of your body. Feel your toes and feel your knees. And I'm doing a super fast-forward version of it, but feel every part of your body from your head to your toes. Once you're in touch with all that sensation, just ask your body, what should I do today? What's the one thing that's really important for me to do today? And make sure you do that one thing that day and see where that guides you. Sometimes it doesn't make any sense until after, and sometimes it's just the guidance you need when you feel very overwhelmed with your choices. So again, the paradigm shift here is you're going to tap into your inner wisdom. There is no right or wrong way to birth or really to do anything. There's only the right way for you, and your inner wisdom will always guide you. Now, who's responsible for you having the best birth experience possible? You. No one else can do that for you, not your doctor, not your partner, not your doula. You are the one who will birth your baby. So I really encourage yourself to empower yourself as much as you can. Be honest with yourself emotionally. Like, how do you feel about being a mother? Look your fears in the eye, and then support yourself around them. On a physical level, look at your diet, look at your lifestyle, your strength levels. What do you need to do to feel prepared to birth? Do whatever you can to make yourself the best you can possibly be to birth and mother your baby. And on a spiritual level, what are your beliefs about birth? What are your beliefs about life and death, that space in between? There's a part of birth that's a really deep surrender to that which is greater than you, whatever that means for you. Find a way to lean into it. Find a way to support yourself with that. So really empowering yourself is about being really, really honest with yourself. Where do you feel strong? Where do you feel weak? And those parts where you feel weak, what can you do to strengthen yourself? And how can you support yourself? Always surround yourself with support and set yourself up to succeed. Because at the end of the day, you are responsible for having the best birth experience possible. Next paradigm shift is it's not enough to just, you know, hope for the best. You need to actively plan for pleasure. So I want you to plan this event like you would plan your wedding. So every detail serves your pleasure. You wouldn't choose a catering hall known for lousy food for your wedding reception and just hope for the best, would you? No. So keep in mind that your baby's birth, it's the original birthday party of your child. It's the moment you become a mother. It's a joyous, it's a sacred event. And keep this in mind when you're making your plans and think about every detail with your highest pleasure in mind. What do you want to feel? What do you want to smell? What do you want to experience? That includes every little detail, even thinking about what you're going to wear. When I went in, I birthed my third baby in a birthing center. And I went in wearing this, like, little black dress. It was Jersey maternity dress, but it was a little black dress. And they offered me the hospital gown with the, you know, open back. And looked at that, and I was like, oh, God, I do not want to put that thing on. I birthed my little girl in that little black dress. And I felt so strong and beautiful and healthy and you know, a lot of that was I wasn't wearing that gown with my butt hanging out of the back. I don't think I would have felt quite as centered with that gown. So really, every detail matters. What do you want to see? Who do you want to be there? What do you want to experience? You can, you know, if you're at home or if you're going somewhere, you can think about, like, well, do you have things that you want to put on the walls? Things that will inspire you when you look up in a moment and you see them and things that will help you tap into your inner strength, things that will help you tap into your pleasure. I really encourage you all, plan for pleasure in childbirth. All right, and most of us as moms, for most women, it's very natural to think about doing what's right for the baby. I'd like to encourage you all to make another paradigm shift here. Let's do what's right for the mother. Because, you know, that might feel selfish. Well, isn't that selfish? Why should we do what's right for the mother? Well, doing what's right for the mother is always the right thing to do for the baby. A baby's happiness, a baby's well-being, it's all intertwined with the mom's. That's during pregnancy, during birth, and beyond. So most moms are willing to do whatever needs to be done for the good of their babies, but it's time to realize that the single most important thing any mom can do for her baby is take care of herself. And a strong, healthy, empowered woman has much more to give her child than one who feels victimized or traumatized. And a mom who understands her pleasure, that mom can bring more joy to her child's life than one who feels deprived. Really, really encourage you. Do what is right for you. And if, you know, having a pleasurable birth feels like the right thing for you, well, that's not selfish. You know, all those sensations that you're going to be feeling during birth, all of that's going to be translated into your baby system as well. The last big idea I'd like to share is that is a paradigm shift from this idea that childbirth is an emergency. I'd like to shift it to childbirth is a natural process. So how do we make that shift from childbirth as an emergency to childbirth as a natural process? Well, the first step is just becoming educated and learning about, you know, what creates an emergency in birth. There are definitely emergencies in birth. Well, what are the conditions that create those emergencies? And what are the conditions that can really support childbirth as a natural process and bring those conditions into your birth? Because the truth is that when the female body is left to do what it does naturally, the outcomes for both mother and child are much better. And our bodies contain that innate primal wisdom for birth. Our job is to allow it to come forth when we're giving birth to our babies. We have to create a container to honor the body's wisdom and support its role in the birthing process. So the main things I want you to take away from this call is that childbirth is something a woman can enjoy. The process that a woman can enjoy rather than endure. Childbirth has an enormous potential for ecstatic pleasure, and that can be physical, emotional, spiritual. Ecstatic birth is a major paradigm shift in the way we view childbirth. And we have to consciously, because of that, we have to consciously create our ecstatic birth experiences. So I hope you enjoyed this call. At this point, I would like to open up for any questions. If any of you have any questions, you can submit a question through the event page. I see one. If you had a C-section for your first or second pregnancies, is an ecstatic birth possible with your next pregnancy, and how do you move past the fear? That's a good question. An ecstatic birth is definitely possible with your next pregnancy. And by the way, I just want to also say that having an ecstatic birth does not mean, I mean, you can have an ecstatic C-section. And if you go onto my blog, I do have a story posted there of a woman who had an ecstatic C-section and had a C-section that she was able to, to claim as an ecstatic experience, primarily because she was really fully conscious, she was fully empowered, and she was planning for pleasure every step of the way. Now, I'm guessing by the way this question is phrased that the woman's asking, is it possible to have a natural birth? So there are definitely practitioners that do VBACs after C-sections, and it's just a matter of finding the right one. How do you move past the fear is a trickier question, because an unplanned C-section can feel like trauma to the body, and so that needs to be handled. That needs to be addressed, and that, you know, the best way to address that is really tune into yourself, tune into your inner wisdom, and feel, well, you know, what do you need? What do you need to support yourself past it? You know, it could be therapy, it could be energy work, it could be, you know, delving into the story of each of your births and understanding why did you have a C-section. I firmly believe that in every traumatic experience, there are gems, gems of wisdom for you, pearls of wisdom. It's just a matter of finding them. So I would suggest, if you've had a C-section and you want to plan for an ecstatic birth for your next pregnancy, find the support that you need. And it's, you know, it's not as simple as me saying, okay, you go do X, Y, and Z, because every woman's experience is different. So it's an invitation to really look into your inner wisdom and say, okay, well, you know, what is it that I need? And setting the intention to find that for yourself and supporting yourself on any level that you feel like you need support, on a physical level, on an emotional level. Again, you know, only you know what's right for you, but it is definitely possible to have an ecstatic birth after having a C-section. See if I have any other questions. This one was emailed in ahead of the call. Says, how can someone bring their man on board? You know, I don't think it's any different. I think, you know, our men, just like us, have grown up within a certain cultural context. And so the best way to bring your man on board is to take them on the journey with you. Give them a different cultural context. Show them the images. Show them the videos. Show them what you're desiring. And, you know, for men also, the information is really vital, like the, having concrete information about, you know, safety, because whoever your partner, whether it's a man or a woman, your partner loves you and wants to make sure that you're safe and you come out of the birth experience, you know, healthy and whole in every way. And so that's another place where knowledge is power can really, really help. Men like to have, you know, information, statistics. They want to be sure that you're safe. Can you talk more about the orgasmic side of birth, the trance? How to explore this before birth? What way do you prepare given you give birth after a 9-month experience with a baby? What way do you prepare given that you give birth after a 9-month experience with a baby? Okay. The idea of an orgasmic birth is it's becoming more prevalent. And for some women, this idea of an orgasmic birth becomes like the holy grail, like, I want to have an orgasmic birth. And if I don't have an orgasmic birth, then I failed in some way. So just like having an orgasm in the bedroom, having an orgasm during birth, a spontaneous orgasm during birth, it's like the more you're reaching for it, the more evasive it becomes. It's kind of not the point of the whole experience. That said, it's definitely possible. Women definitely experience orgasms during birth, and there are two types of orgasms during birth. The first is you can use orgasm as a birth tool. So if you've ever known someone that's late, is overdue, or you know, waiting, wanting labor to start, you know, one of the advice a lot of people get is you have sex. You know, that helps jumpstart labor for a lot of women, and even during sex, if you're having like a sluggish labor. Orgasms can help labor progress. Now, the other idea of an orgasm, so that's orgasm as a tool during birth. It's also orgasm as to help your labor progress, and it also helps with the sensation. It helps it transform sensation into pleasure. The intensity becomes pleasure, transforms into pleasure. So a lot of women can use orgasm as a pain management tool. The other side of an orgasmic birth is this idea of like a spontaneous full body orgasm while giving birth. And that's a little bit trickier, and that's what I was talking about earlier when I was saying that, you know, the more you aspire to that, it becomes more evasive. But the key to that is deep body connection. It's really deep body connection, being able to be deep in your body, allow your body to take over, and just be present with the sensations in a way that feels really safe and healthy. And I would suggest, you know, for that, it's just like having an orgasm in the bedroom. It's you have to be in the right situation. You have to be present. You have to be connected. What are the things that allow you to surrender to pleasure in the bedroom? You know, for a lot of women, that's dim lighting. Being safe, feeling safe, feeling supported, having a sense of love around them. You know, that's not for everyone. You know, for different people it can be different, but you can look into what are the things that get you turned on when you're having a sensual experience and bring as many of those things into the birthing experience as you possibly can. And, you know, I believe that one of the most powerful ways to prepare for pleasure in birth is sensual expansion. So learn to orgasm, learn to experience more pleasure in your orgasm. That's really like a lifelong process, but the more your body, the more you know how to connect through your body to pleasure, the more that'll be called in automatically during birth. I hope that's helpful. If you're on the phone, I neglected to say, if you're on the phone live, you can also hit *2 to raise your hand, and then I can unmute you to ask a question if you have one. All right, I don't see any more questions, so I just want to say that I hope you enjoyed this call. I will send out an email, a follow-up email with the recording of this call and, you know, how to access the recording, how to download the recording so you can listen to it whenever you want. And if you're interested in more support around birth, around ecstatic birthing, I offer something called the Ecstatic Training Sessions, Ecstatic Birth Training Sessions on my website. And what that is it's 20 individual audio classes with the leaders of the ecstatic birth movement. We have classes by Christian Northrup, Ina Mae Gaskin, Deborah Pascali-Bonaro, who's the director of the film Orgasmic Birth. And then I also have classes by some of the most progressive leaders in female sensuality and sexuality, talking about how do you connect to your body, how do you deepen your experience and pleasure. So that's all one big package. You can find it on my website. It's called the Ecstatic Birth Training Sessions. And what I will do is I will put in a special offer for you in the email I send you after this call. So if you're interested in that, you can get a discount. And then I also do one-on-one individual support. Or, you know, if you've listened to the Ecstatic Birth Training Sessions and you're like, well, that's all good, but how do I integrate them to my experience? How do I navigate, you know, my mother, my husband, the choices available to me where I live, any of these things? How do I make it personal to me? I offer one-on-one sessions for anyone who's interested in exploring that further. All right, well, I don't see any more questions, so I want to thank you all for being here, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to share this work. I wish you all a wonderful day.